Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate, 'cause the last thing I...
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to visit with our good friend Brad Huskin. IASTraining.com is his website, and I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD is one of his books. Much used for salespeople, 1 and 2, right? Right, Brad?
Exactly. You How get sales, much used for salespeople, 1 is 125 one-page chapters. Much used 2 is 140 one-page chapters.
Wow. So check that out,
for that
folks.
Person with a really short attention span.
Exactly. I think that's like everybody now these days, Brad.
I think so it is, yeah.
So, all right, so we're talking about communication, folks. We started talking about making sure that you got you know how to communicate with your customers, and especially listening, when to, how to listen. And then we talked about communication internally, which is where you do your keeping your everybody's keeping up to date, everybody's declaring what they're going to do and being held accountable, and that you're doing the training that needs to be done, that sort of thing. But then we take it back to the marketplace, and now we've listened, Brad. We've done our listening. We've called on the customer, and we took all your advice, and we've been listening like crazy. Now it's time for us to talk. Now it's time for us to say something. What does that communication look like?
Well, there's a couple of my pet peeves that I wanted to throw into the mix here. And number one is, if that salesperson isn't giving their full, complete, undivided attention to that prospect or that client, then that's a total breakdown of communication. Hmm. And I can't tell you how often I've seen
What would that look like? What would that look like?
Well, it looked like a salesperson giving a sales presentation and tried to text message a couple other clients and answer a couple of emails at the same time and all those kinds of things. So. You know, it's just makes the customer feel like they're very.
What I love the most is when I walk into a shop and they start talking to me, and all of a sudden the phone rings, and they go and pick up the phone, and they start talking to those people as if they were first.
Absolutely.
And they continue the call, and of course, you know me, Brad. You know where I'm going with this. I look at them and say, "Bye."
Bye. Apparently, I'm not important enough.
And I turn around and walk out.
It's unbelievable.
So you know, so folks, if the phone, what do you tell the people to do if the phone rings?
Well, I tell people they need to have a pecking order. If the phone rings and it gets to the second ring and nobody's answered, that somebody in the back room or somebody in the office staff needs to answer it. Third ring, then somebody in the repair department or in the service department needs to answer it. Fourth ring, it goes to an answering machine where it says, "We're all busy with customers. Please leave your name and number, and we'll call you back ASAP."
But you know, Brad, if I'm in front of them, just as I said, and the phone rings, and they look at me and say, "Sir, I'm the only one here right now. Would you mind if I just take their number?" I say, "Sure, no problem." And so yes, ma'am, we're real shorthand right now. I've got a customer. Can I call you right back? I'll call you back in a few minutes. Take their number. Hang up, and I'm good to go after that.
Absolutely. It's called making a verbal contract with your customer.
And it's called courtesy.
Absolutely.
These are things didn't we learn these things in kindergarten?
I think everything we need to learn in life we learned in kindergarten, but somewhere we forgot it in first or second grade, or maybe it was the 60s.
That I miss about kindergarten, though, is naps. We don't get any, I love taking a nap in kindergarten. I don't get that now.
You don't get your nap anymore?
No, I don't.
But Jeff, we need
I need to get me a little rug to lay on, you know. Like anyway, there all right. So now we're back to talking to the customer. Now what?
Maintaining direct eye contact.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, seeing people where they're just off in la-la land somewhere, and, you know, customers think, what the heck's going on here? Is he paying attention to me, or is he daydreaming, or what the heck's going on?
How about having an expression on your face that sort of looks like you're glad I came in?
Exactly, like with a smile.
Instead of looking like a zombie.
Yep, and there's two zombies out there in this world.
Yeah.
We call those the Brotherhood of the Miserable, by the way. And if you need, sometimes organizations need to eliminate that Brotherhood of the Miserable, and their sales will go up dramatically. And then another one of my pet peeves is people talking about all their personal issues. And there's two things I've learned about personal problems in my life. Is 90% of the people out there don't give a darn about your personal issues, and the other 10% are just glad your life is more miserable than theirs.
They're the ones who watch. That's the reason they watch reality TV, right? So, folks,
exactly. They say hi, how are you? They tell you.
Oh. There's art and science to communicating with customers, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And both of them can be learned, can't they? Both of them can be learned. And Brad Houston can teach you. IASTraining.com. Hey, Brad, good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Ben. Pleasure talking to you today.
Brad Houston, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.